views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, October 7, 2014, number 98. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded 24/7 on iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio. More info who we are, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo, Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, and email YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Spell it right. Don't be left behind. Listen to me, Yo Andrew, talk show. Another Tuesday night, another one with yours truly, not the president, me, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. 98 shows later, and I'm feeling like a pro already. Hope everyone's having a good night tonight. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. My father is always spectating Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. Last week, I was under the weather, and now I really knew I was because I feel great. I can breathe again. My immune system has gotten stronger after, you know, tons of meds every dang day. But now I feel better. And I know if I was live last week, I would not be like this. I'd be more like this, you know, more down. But I'm not down. I'm happy. I'm excited. A little bit nervous. About what? Well, I don't know. About the next 10 minutes. Yes, I'm nervous for what's coming at me when I shouldn't be. So, and I want to tell you my story real quickly. I went to the doctor's office, you know, signed the whole form and everything. And they, you know, she called me in, checked my weight, everything. Then she said, I'm going to check your temperature. Now, when I was a kid, it's horrible to say something like this. Because I know the majority of you who are listening, and there's nothing wrong with it. You're a lot older than I am. So when you were a kid, I understand, the street lights were your time to go eat dinner. And when I was a kid, it was a text message at 12. I know, two different age groups from different ages. And I know that we're going to be speaking about a time age when we speak about Derek Jeter and with our guest in the next hour. I understand that we're from two different age groups, but believe me, you probably will be more impressed of how amazing our medicine, amazing how we figure out what is wrong with us. It's so quick. I'm going to check your temperature, the young nurse told me. She took, I don't know what you call it, well, a thermometer, and I'm going to touch your forehead, spins it through my forehead, not even 3 seconds, 98.6, you're fine. I'm sitting there, 8 years old, thing under my tongue. I'm annoyed here. Shake, 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 96. I mean, wow, I'm a little bit colder than I was. So it's amazing. It's amazing how I understand that there are some things that we really need to work on. And again, we are teaming up with the Mara Foundation as yearly, and we are going and fighting for breast cancer education and awareness. But it is amazing on what we have achieved so far. By checking your basic temperature, even a throat culture when, you know, my throat was closing up on Monday night. I mean, it was bad. My throat hurts. All right, I start swallowing a lot more, or I notice I'm swallowing a lot more than usual, but it was really kicking in. I couldn't sleep the whole night, and when I don't sleep, I'm cranky, and when I'm cranky, I get really angry. But I wasn't that angry because I couldn't even talk because of my throat. And it's amazing how, okay, we're doing a throat culture. Now, this was interesting for me because, not even a few years ago, all right, throat culture takes about a day. Dumping, you know, put into your throat, dip it into the little circle bowl. You'll get the phone call the next day. Now, okay, sit there for 10 minutes. Now do some texting, go on Facebook. Mom keeps texting, okay. What's going on? This is why we have free texting, by the way. The companies gave you unlimited because they want your mom to text you at every minute possible. And there's nothing wrong with that because, hey, it's free. And you can have a free-for-all conversation. But back to what I'm saying. It's amazing. Wow. Dip in, done. What I really wanted to tell you out of my whole story is she comes in and she says, how are you feeling? I have a headache, kind of shivering a bit. My throat really hurts. She says, well, why do you think you're sick? Well, you know, everyone tells you this. And whoever is listening, you're going to start nodding your head. The change of weather. Everyone tells you, the change of weather. You're wearing shorts on a night when it's 55 degrees in your area, you're probably going to get sick. And I believed it for many years. I walked to the gym during college in shorts. Oops, got sick. Wasn't my intention. It's never my intention to get sick or ill for a matter of time. It was in that period. And she came out with a point that no one says. Well, it is a common time to get sick because everyone's going back to school. And there you go. Light bulb lit right above my head. My fingers snapped. My eyebrows rose. I was ready to hug her. I don't care if I'm sick or I'm not. You just gave out the point. This is why we need more phone callers, Howard, because what she did was very simple. Everyone's going back to school. The bigger your school, the more prone you have to probably get sick. Everyone's touching each other, hugging, kissing on the cheek. And remember, sharing is caring. Sharing toys, sharing pencils, giving out textbooks that probably been in the basement for all summer long. The custodians might have cleaned it for 2 months, but I promise you, the second all that comes in, there you go. Many schools have heat going on. So when the heat's coming up and this is not natural heat that will kill bacteria on a summer day. This is a bunch of electrodes coming in into the heat and creating heat. That doesn't do anything. You're all inside close to each other, desk on top of desk. One gets sick, another one gets sick. That one brings home to his sister and she brings it home to this. Makes sense. So why do we say change of weather gets us sick? Now, I'm not going into the whole global warming climate change. I'm not getting into that conversation, and I won't for probably a few weeks. I know they had a big rally for it in Manhattan, and I actually do have a friend who's really big on that. He does a great radio show at his college, and I've been planning on going to his studio up in his college and seeing it. I should bring him on. And believe me, when I say stuff like this, I note it. All right, I'm going to bring him on. But I'm not going into that. But you do see, well, because of global warming, the change of weather, we're are more prone to get sick. Well, and what about school? I went to high school. You went to high school. I went to college. Now, high school was a little bit more touchy. I go, my friend Chelsea, you're going to kiss her on the cheek. It's what you do. Friendly kiss. You see your friends? Oh, my. You could be standing there for what, 5 minutes doing a handshake? How many germs are you spreading? Maybe do a little hug out? Or maybe do a little arm around? Maybe do a little punch in the arm? Whatever that may be. Or by simply, when you're younger, you're sharing that farmhouse that you bought from home. Who knows where you got that from? So that's what really got to me. And I know to some of you it might not be important, But I think it is because we're all coming out every day saying the change of weather. That definitely is a possibility. I did wear shorts when I shouldn't have, and maybe I did get sick. I was at work, and I touched an item. Maybe that's where it came from. I'm not saying that, well, it was the school system that got me sick. Of course not. But it is a possibility, and a very good one. And I think no one ever mentions that to me. It's always around February, where it's very cold out, more people are inside, that unnatural heat is blasting. Everyone's touching each other because everyone's in one closed area. There you go. Have you noticed that? That's what Americans do. When you're in a certain setting, a certain period of time, we tend to come out and say things that are entirely not true. Well, you know, it is fall time, so that's why we're getting sick. Well, that's global warming, so that's the reason. You can have your arguments about global warming and climate change, and many of those arguments are very good. And I am so happy to hear them. I would not mind. Call on in. Tell me how you feel. That'd be great. But don't come up to me and use the issue to say, well, that's why you're getting sick. If you're using more solar energy panels, we would be getting sick in the mid of September. When the largest high school is a few blocks right from my studio. And that could be sick near you. I mean, come on. But enough of that. I just want to get that point out there to start the program. I want to get into this story I read this morning, actually. I was on the bus, and I was going to my job. It was one of those moments where I had to travel a little bit longer to this job than I had to. And I'm on my iPhone, and you know, I'm reading my morning news. The same way your grandpa and your father used to read the newspaper at the breakfast table. Well, I do my morning news from my phone. I have like my five set apps that I'm going to read. It's Drudge Report, Sky Grid, AM New York, so I want to get my local news. And this is where the piece came from. I'm not going to lie to you. I do go on Twitter because I follow so many different news outlets that it kind of grabs me on. And then I go to CNET because I want to get my tech news. So I get all my news. I'll email articles to everyone. This piece came up on Twitter. And I said, what's this? This is an interesting piece. It's titled, Man Spread a Widening Blight on Public Transportation, Say Riders. If you live in a very busy, congested area, especially here in the city, you have transportation. You really don't need a car. You don't have to pay the leasing payments or the insurance. You could easily live on the train, or you can take a taxi. And when you're on the train, you tend to get annoyed by things. We already spoke about panhandlers on this program. We did. We already spoke about how many New Yorkers, for example, seem to get annoyed by dancers, magicians, musicians who come on the train and try to show their passion to the public. We spoke about that. I believe we did at one point. So we speak about a lot of things when it comes to transportation. Well, no, I think we all... And did we speak about the... Yes, and we did speak about a great piece by AM New York about the... I have it here in my head. About the infrastructure of New York City, of where the money is going. Our infrastructure is pulling us behind. That's becoming a problem. We spoke about that. Now, this story comes out, and even though it looks like a more of a truly weird story that we would laugh at, this is actually a very serious issue to many New Yorkers. Many men sit with their knees splayed forward beyond their hips, claiming enough space for two and sometimes three people in a position colloquially known as man spread. So meaning you're sitting in a chair, and us men, if we have enough room, we'll spread our legs out. We'll move our feet, our left and our right, into an angle, pointing in each direction, and we'll spread out our legs. Now, we're not trying to promote any type of gruesome action. This is just a posture, a verbal, a a physical, verbal action that that didn't make any sense. It's an action that many men do. And this is becoming a problem in New York. What's going on is when the men are spreading out their legs, the seats on the trains and even on the buses have gone to the point where it's becoming an abusive action. Because the seats are so small and the legs are spreading out, there's not enough room for another passenger who arrives onto the train, likes to sit down. And there are instances by many women when they ask this young man who is spreading out his legs, called the man spread, the man gets annoyed. Now, today I was on the bus and a young man was walking onto the bus. It's morning. You know it's going to get crowded. I see I have an empty seat next to me, so I put my bag, wrap my handle around my arm, just in case if anyone ever tries to pull the bag, it will pull my arm before they get anything in my bag. So it's not happening. Don't try me. I ain't just prepared. I've been riding trains for a long time since college. I've gone through it all. One time I took the wrong bag, I threw it back in the train. But that's another story for another time. I'm like, what? This is not my bag. Through the train, and ding dong, and the train goes away. So I'm sitting in the chair, and I move my legs in, and I move my legs to more to my right, and I let the young man sit next to me. Later on, when the train starts becoming empty, I see a man right across from me. The second the two young ladies who were across from me went off the bus, this young man came on. He did the man spread. He was blocking another chair. I'm sitting there. I just read this article. I want to speak about it on my program tonight. It looks interesting. See if anyone else have experienced this before. And this is what just happened. This young man just did this. He did the man spread. Now, many men, of course, are for this, defending their spread. Carl Roberts King, he's age 25. He's a photographer and dancer from Crown Heights. He said men need space. Another young man, Louis Toots, 23, a dancer, videographer, and engineer from Bushwick, he says that's how men sit as opposed to women who cross their legs. I don't mean to tick anyone off. Honestly, when I see there's no room, I get up and let someone else sit. When you say that's how women sit, that's how men sit, that technically is a conversation about gender roles in society. Yes, women close their legs because they're more proper, and then men open up their legs because you would feel more eager to go upon them. That is a sexist stereotype, and it's gender roles. And I'm a man who took gender roles for my poli sci minor in college, and we spoke about this type of conversation. That is not entirely true. Yes, you're right. I agree. The majority of women do close their legs. I did do the whole scanning on the bus this morning. And that's why I really want to talk about this, because I had the transportation experience this morning. And I saw women closing their legs, doing the legs and shifting it to the right, while many men, if they had the room, opened up their legs. Is because they want you to be more eager to go upon them, or because of the body part that's below them. But there are many women that if you want to open up your legs, you can. There is no written law that says you can't, but the way society sees it. Not saying society is not changing. It is changing. Many women have come upon what the men just said, and they don't like it. Abraham Adams, 28, an editor who lives in Red Hook, began his crowdsourced documentation of men's space hogging behaviors and men taking up too much space. We're going to be speaking about what he said and what women said about this hogging on the trains next. And also, I want you to call on in 855-712-YNTS. Do we have the right to have a written law asking patrons to close their legs while sitting on a train? Could Mayor de Blasio of New York and the state senate and the city council, the state council and the state senate, has a state law or has it just a city law, have the right to tell men you are not allowed to spread those legs. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
I want the phone lines lighting up. Someone has to give me some input. Are you a young man who does the man spread on the train? Do you man spread it? I don't. And in high school, I did the man spread, always. I'm very bad for my body. I would slouch my back, even though you're supposed to keep your back straight. Like right now, my back is hunchback. Even though it should be, but now I'm away from the mic now, so I have to go back to the mic. But if I stand tall, it's very bad. It's not easy, especially when you're doing it live. But when you try to stand up, it's not easy. Again, phone lines are open, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. You can also tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo, Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Or email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Emails are getting right out there to you guys. Love you to email me if you want to be more confidential. Excuse me, nothing wrong with that. And the question I am giving out to you is this. Do you believe that New York City has the right to pass a law asking patrons not to spread their legs while sitting on a train? A law that will state, if you spread these legs, you will be fine. That's the question. I'll even take some calls or tweets or Facebook posts on if you do this spread and why. I'll take those also, 855-712 YNTS. We have many women who are not happy with this. Women are the ones that are concerned. Now, I don't know if a man goes onto a train and sees another man widening his legs, he accepts it. The article did not say anything like that. I never really noticed it. Again, that's a whole other conversation. Do you notice the man spread? It's become so common to the human eye within the society we live in. Do we feel that this is really should be a big deal? If this should be a case? So let's look at what many women have said. Harriet Hale, 48, a financial associate who commutes from Jamaica, Queens, said, "What can you do? I never asked anyone to move. I don't want to start a confrontation." I would feel the same way, Harriet. And they reported on Harriet AM New York. I would feel the same way. If I was a woman or who I am now and I saw a man spread his legs, man, you're blocking his seat, then I probably wouldn't say anything. The same way if any young man or woman puts a book bag or a bag next to that, I don't say anything. You know what? I'll stand. I got my music. I'm fine. I'm not in the mood to start a big fight. Frida, 27, and human resources coordinator from Crown Heights, would like to see the MTA put some posters up on the train of a guy sitting like that with a slash through it. Not unlike a no smoking allowed visual to convey the idea that space hogging is verboten. So that's what she feels, that there should be some type of campaign. Imagine you go on the train, and they see your legs are spreading out. It's, you know what? Many men, if they ever saw a campaign like that, or just by reading the title of the article, do you know what my first impression was when I first read this piece and then really got into this issue just now? I thought it was some disgusting young man, some pervert, who decided to show his body part to the public one morning on the train. Until I actually, of course, read through it and I realized this is an issue that is causing a lot of resentless within New Yorkers the past several months. I didn't know. So what are people trying to do about this? What are people trying to do without this? Well, AM New York decided to contact MTA, and according to a spokesperson, that is unlikely to happen. So remember the question I gave you guys? Do you believe that the MTA or New York City should create a rule telling these young men, you're not allowed to do that. If you do, you're getting a nice big fine. The spokesperson also said, the practice is technically illegal, as the MTA's disorderly conduct statute prohibits passengers from occupying more than one seat when doing so interferes with the comfort of other passengers. And that is correct. If you put a bag on a seat and a police officer walks by and the police officer is entitled to do his job within that moment, he has the right to give you a ticket. My friend, I won't say his name, one night he got arrested. Well, he got arrested because he didn't have a valid ID on him, but because he had a bag on the chair, it was late at night, it was in Queens, police came by, this is what they decided to do. He was pulled over by a cop, and then by then you could get a ticket, or in his situation, he got arrested because he didn't have a valid license, so the police officer had to take him in to get more information on him, and of course to fine him for what he did. Now, violating this is a $50 ticket, but the NYPD did not answer an email asking how many, if there's any people have been cited for the offense. So the police didn't even, and the police probably doesn't. The police, if you're a police officer, your role is to protect New Yorkers from danger, to be able to enforce the rules and laws that keeps a society together. Correct? Do we have that right? I think we do. Now, if you are with a bunch of people and you want to move up, right? You want to take a bunch of tests. You want to be captain someday, maybe lieutenant. Maybe you just want to have a good reputation within the group of cops. Who would you rather be? The guy who gives the ticket out because that particular young man put his bag on the seat next to him? Or the guy who, yeah, this guy stopped a man who had a gun in a deli. Or he was able to detect a robbery before it even happened. He's got a good eye. Imagine what he could teach a bunch of young men. Make this man captain now. I feel, and here comes my opinion, because you know you always have to have an opinion, yo, Andrew. Cops don't do this because they don't feel it's good for them. Nah, well, now, is every cop selfish? Of course not. Of course not every cop is selfish. Well, I promise you, unless the police force, if Commissioner Bratton, who's now the commissioner of the NYPD, and Mayor de Blasio, the same way they're enforcing how we should arrest people and enforcing, and Mayor de Blasio enforcing laws on pedestrians crossing the street, etc. If they were, okay, we want to enforce that we create a comfortable ride for all of our commuters here in New York City. We're going to enforce it by putting a lot of posters up, and we're going to create a lot of rules punishing you if you don't go by it. That's the only time I can really see a police officer taking this seriously. Putting a bag on a chair next to them, police officer, well, this is not going to do any good for me. So what'd you do today, sir? Yeah, I gave a few tickets to a bunch of kids who had a bag on a chair. He spread his legs a little bit too much, but I got him, sir. Go me. This is not the other guy. This is not a movie. Police officer wants to be accounted seriously. You want to be the police officer who saved that man. You want to be the police officer to give a lot of parking tickets. Well, those are good. Because what does parking tickets do? What does speeding tickets do? Come on. Come on. What do they do? I'll play a little game with you. Scream it out. If you don't want to call in, I want you to scream out to your speaker. If you're listening on your phone, scream it. What do these tickets do for the city? Scream it. Come on. You done screaming? Okay. It brings money. A police officer giving a $50 ticket because your bag's on a chair, it's not going to prove people anything. But giving a $133 ticket because you made a no right turn under the new pedestrian laws by Mayor de Blasio, yes, you're enforcing a brand new law, you just made the city a hefty profit, and guess what? You are getting a beer tonight on me, sir. You go, man. You go, Glenn Coco. That's all it is. The police officers don't feel this is going to help their reputation for those who are selfish. And it's not going to bring money to the city if no one's enforcing it. And that's what this article is really all about. This article is about this is a common problem that could easily be fixed. But because no one's enforcing it, it can't be fixed. Howard, my phone screener. I'm going to bring him on in a few seconds. You know, Howard's a guy. I mean, I definitely want to get his up because, you know, Howard does radio also, and we want to congratulate the Power Play. He does a sports radio program, right? You know, right in New Jersey, actually, on Boosh Radio Network, BoochRadioNetwork.com. You can download the app. I actually have the app on my iPhone 6, and I'm so happy that I'm able to listen to it from anywhere now under the new network I'm a part of. And it's, you know, Howard, you know, he's sitting in the radio chair just like I am. He's a pretty big guy. And Howard, you're on the air now. Howard, you know, if you're sitting on a train or a bus, and you live in Brooklyn, so you probably take trains or buses a few times, do you ever do the man spread? Do you ever spread your legs? That's not the freakiest question I've ever asked you.
that is probably the most weirdest question you have ever asked me. But as a bigger gentleman, I'll put it that way, I have no choice but to do the man spread. You know, I am a, you know, I am a large fellow, which, you know, I joke around a lot with, but I try not to man spread, as the word is saying, as I'm trying to hold back the laughter, but man spreading is I think it's a way of life. We're never told not to do it. As a man, you know, when we're growing up, you know, our fathers don't tell us, oh, close your legs. You know, it's always the mothers telling the girls to close their legs because that's more appropriate.
Good point.
You know, I was never told by my father or my mother to close my legs when I'm sitting.
I wasn't either.
Anywhere. So, I mean, I think it's just a habit that, you know, we have never been told not to do.
I think that's a great point. And, Howard, I thank you for the input. You know, I didn't think of that. My parents never asked us. My mom told me, you stop crying. My mom told me, when you get your gift, if you don't like it, you keep the feelings to yourself. If we, that's what she showed me. Even though in today's world, everyone could have bad gifts and cry about it, and they get a pat on the back. Double standards. Why don't you, right? My mom, yeah, they never taught me. Now, again, I never had a sister. See, I should have asked Howard that question because he has a sister. So it would have been a good question if she was ever told to close her legs while in public or a family outing. Again, I never had a sister. So I don't know. Never really noticed in the family of, hey, you could close. No. I don't know. Again, you know, if I'm playing with a Barbie doll, I don't know. Maybe that's a... Of course you can't even say, don't play with a Barbie doll. Of course you got to play with Barbie. You know, G.I. Joe needs a girlfriend. 855-712. I'm still taking your calls, tweets, Facebook posts, emails. Be back in a jiffy.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address. yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Let me speak a language you can understand. Who's a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. www.facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to a fan base and children of all 1990s. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. You don't have to be a Facebook user. You can just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see the new content posted. You can view on your mobile tablet or computer. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast in the near future. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child. Facebook like page, the only 90s child of its kind.
You want to educate women to where they can get the source of correct information. And that was really one of the things that started me out with the foundation to start with, was to dispel bad information.
Exercise, diet is one of the key factors. A breast self-exam, we teach that. We teach how to do it correctly. We teach when to do it.
Help Virginia Maurer and the Maurer Foundation and the O Angel News Talk Show when we come together to reach over $1,000 this month for breast cancer education and breast cancer awareness. We, the O Angel News Talk Show, have already donated. When will you donate?
Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do.
Every year, we always team up with our friends at the Maurer Foundation, and it's amazing how we got so close with them, and we hope that we can have a representative on next week to speak about a lot of great activities they're doing in the Long Island area. And of course, if we do broadcast throughout the East Coast and even on the West Coast, and you say, well, Andrew, I can get to Long Island, but I want to contribute, maurerfoundation.org. It's such a great website. You'll be educated on how you can test yourself on a monthly basis. And if you detect it early, of course, you can defeat it now. And you can defeat it for millions of other women by just donating. We have donated. Hopefully, you can donate too. MaurerFoundation.org. We will be speaking with Maurer Foundation next week. And we will be advertising the Maurer Foundation all month. And we officially, by tomorrow, we'll be posting our pink Yo Andrew logo like we do every year since senior year of college. So this is what, the third year we'll be speaking. Well, this will be the second year we're speaking with the Mount. The third year we're speaking with the Mount Foundation. Yes, 3 years we'll be speaking with them. And they're such a great organization. And they love us. We love them. And we want to thank them. Also, we did announce in the beginning of the show that, you know, sadly, we have left iHeartRadio and two stations that replayed us. But we are now on 24/7 on iTunes, Podomatic, and Spreaker. We'll be able to reach a large audience. We'll be pulling up exclusive interviews. We'll be able to do some special projects in 2015. And as of right now, Block Talk Radio, we're just going to be posting some interviews up there and some special broadcasts. It's just a great way for us to get some extra audience. And we'll see where all of this takes us as we remodel the O Angel News Talk Show for 2015. But again, enough of announcements. I'm not a principal of a high school here. I just want to speak about the Maurer Foundation. I just want to get them out there. MaurerFoundation.org. Even if you don't have someone you love who's got breast cancer, believe me, you could find a cure. And we want you to join them the same way we are. Manspread. Loved Howard's comment before. I made the comment. Phone lines are open. It's your turn. Do you believe they should create a rule, a law, campaign on a young man spreading? Howard just said it. I have no choice. I'm a big guy. I have to do the spread. Plus, no one ever told me that it was a bad thing. Well, Howard makes a good point. Some women might not like you anymore. If you ever get a girlfriend, I advise you to keep that into the secret of goodies. But what do you think? Manspreading? Sounds like a weird name, right? But I promise you, don't ever ask your friends about the manspread. Don't ever do that. 855-712-YNTS. Is a number. It's like right now, I got my legs pretty closed up. I guess it's a chair that I'm sitting in. I mean, I'm in an office-like chair, and I'm kind of pushing my leg forward. But if I was in a, what is it? I'm trying to think. Yeah, well, school definitely did it. I never did it in college. We had more of a wheeling chair in college. I never did it there. But everyone does someday in their life. Everyone once in life has done the man spread. It's a problem in New York State, but it might be a problem also in your state. Taking calls on that. 855-712-9687. Next hour, Chris Corelli. He will be on my phone line. He is the founder of The Baseball Stance and Beyond, thebaseballstance.blogspot.com. He will be joining us to speak about Derek Jeter, why he's so respected by his rivals, by the fans, by organizations, and what the Yankees are going to do without him. So we're going to be speaking with Chris next hour. Really nice guy. Glad he was able to take out time and join us. And we'll be speaking with him. Going to have a lot of input. Derek Jeter, it's just been the topic of conversation. And if you haven't seen WWE Raw when the Dwayne Johnson joined the program, and they were in the Barclays Center last night, they actually did a whole Derek Jeter cheer. Amazing. And we're going to speak a lot more into depth about Derek Jeter next hour. So I really don't want to say too much about him, but I just want to say it's amazing how one young man could gain so much respect because he rightfully earned it. It's all I want to say. I don't want to go too much into it. I really want to save a lot of my Derek Jeter thoughts for next hour, especially with Chris Corelli. I really don't want to go too much into it. But I just have to say, wow. It's amazing how a young man walks in and someone gets injured and changes an organization. 5 rings. And rings are always important. Okay, no more. No more about Derek for now. Oh, what can I say? It could be sad. All right, no more. trying to pinch myself here. No more. Not today. Not this hour. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687 is the number. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Take your calls for another minute or two before we move on to the second hour here on the program. You know, it's funny, Howard. We were speaking before the show started. It was good. We were able to speak and actually have a conversation. Because, again, right now, this is my radio voice. This is what I do. I come on. I speak in such a tone. I speak in such a way. When I am off the air, I speak a little bit differently. I'll speak like this. Hey, how are we doing? I'm all right. See, that's not who I am when I'm off the air. So it was good to have a conversation with him and be able to do that. It's funny when he told me, for us radio guys, how time just goes so fast. It's like right now, it's already 8:55. Like, wow, you know. Well, here Eastern Time and 5:55 on the west side of the country. You know, time's flying. Wow. We're already done with the first hour already. Not too shabby. Not too bad. Could be a lot worse. I guess when you do it so many times and you just know what you're going to say and know how you're going to get it out there, it's all that matters. As long as you do it, you do it right. And we've done it so many times. I mean, 98 times. We're ready to hit 100. It's going to be a great show. We're really excited. And it's amazing. And, you know, like how we congratulated Howard hitting 300 shows on his radio program. Amazing. It's a milestone. 300 times. Wow. How many people do you know? How many? Yeah, you can start your own this, you can start your own that, but how many? 300. Doing it twice a week, 3 hours. And not getting paid 1 cent when he should. I have to say a milestone. Absolute milestone, by far. That's what we're going to see more and more. Next hour, Chris Corelli joining me on my phone line. We're going to be speaking with Chris about Derek Jeter. Ooh. Can't wait to... I got some really good questions I'm going to be asking him, so I really want you to stay around for a little bit. A lot of great questions, and then, of course, we're going to hopefully get some calls from the audience about Derek Jeter and what he's done for baseball. Could be a great conversation. Really excited. Let's see what happens. Bonnie Pointer, take it away.
Yo, Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up. Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address. yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll-free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Let me speak a language you can understand. Who's a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. www.facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to a fan base and children of all 1990s. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. You don't have to be a Facebook user. You can just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see the new content posted. You can view on your mobile tablet or computer. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast in the near future. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child. Facebook like page, the only 90s child of its kind.
You want to educate women to where they can get the source of correct information. And that was really one of the things that started me out with the foundation to start with, was to dispel bad information.
Exercise, diet is one of the key factors. A breast self-exam, we teach that. We teach how to do it correctly. We teach when to do it.
Help Virginia Maurer and the Maurer Foundation and the O-Angel News Talk Show when we come together to reach over $1,000 this month for breast cancer education and breast cancer awareness. We, the O-Angel News Talk Show, have already donated. When will you donate?
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.